sang in a choir in the church, and my cousin taught music, and I took lessons, but I didn't practice the right way, and it didn't sink in, so I made a failure of that.
Yeah.
But I love music, and good music. I have all kind of jazz and opera, and during that period, who came on the air last night? Fred Waring. He's a big Methodist. Waring and his Pennsylvanians. Oh, I had plenty of his records. Modern music, but played nice, you know, played by note.
Yeah.
And I had all the big bands I have there. I love music.
Did you?
And on Edison, I had organ music, out of organ music. I bought some records from Reader's Digest about a year ago. That organ at Radio City, at Pearl plays it. I got one played in England, some big dancing hall. They got a upstairs and a downstairs, and there's tables. And the dancers come down and dance around in the center, you know, and you can be eating.
That's Glanbourne.
Yeah, it's in London.
Glanbourne.
Yeah.
I'm going there in July.
Yeah, you're going to have a nice tour, huh?
Don Giovanni. That's an opera.
They've got student tours. It costs up $185, I mean. Well, I wish I was young again. I'd should try to go on one of them. But I like America. I want to see that more. I'd like to see Williamsburg.
Yes, ma'am.
But if I can't get somebody to go with me, I wouldn't want to go by myself. And tours are right, but you've got to have somebody you know personally to enjoy it. You know?
Yes, ma'am.
And you get a little cheaper in the hotels by having a companion to occupy the room. But I'd love to see Williamsburg.
Yeah.
I broke a beautiful crepe Sunday. I was sad all day. It was a wedding present. It was the original capital when it was in Virginia. Was it Virginia or where our Congress started? It's an English plate, and they that's where it was, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's the first Constitution Hall.
And that was a nice piece of.
That was in 1776. That plate wasn't that old, but it was about 150 years old.
It was a nice piece of.
Yeah, oh, it was beautiful. And I had it wrapped in a piece of dress material that I was going to make up. And I took it out of the drawer right, and it slipped a little bit, and I saved it. And in putting it back, I forgot, and it slipped out and broke in a million pieces. I couldn't even patch it. But I said it broke, so I don't want nothing patched. There's, I did save the hall itself. That was in three pieces. I might go there together to look at it. But I was so upset, I cried.
It
was a wedding present, and the lady gave it to me was a member of the church, and they were prominent in way back in genealogy, you know, and she gave me one of her treasures, and that's what made me feel bad. I said, well, God didn't want me to have it, but I kept it for years, and I had to have it broken.
Yes,
ma'am. They make tables out of it. You know what that is? That's a big cables, wire comes along. Kingsley House makes use of everything. They get everything for nothing, you know, and whatever people give them, they make use of.
Yes, ma'am.
They got plenty of good tables, so they put that up here in the woods somewhere. That's a nice chair, too.
Now, if you were driving in from out of state, say like from Gulfport or something, what road would you come in on?
Well, we got, I don't know if I'm speaking correctly about right road, but we have Highway 90, I think, to come in from the Gulf Coast, but there's a Veterans Highway when you come in from other sections, you see, from Baton Rouge. I believe they might use the veterans for part of that trip on in from the lake, the Gulf Coast. They hit a certain section, you know, just before you hit the Veterans Highway, there's a section. They're trying to sell some lots there right now.
You know what they call those big roads that you have to get on and off at certain?
Yeah. It have branches, you know. They, everything's advertised with signs, and coming in, you notice that.